lab made a mistake. Two pregnant women were told after subsequent tests that they may have had Zika after all. Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly sunny at 73. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, clear, low at 36. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 66. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low near 43. And Sunday, partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 40.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday morning. I'm Rick Everett. Republicans in the Kansas House are split over a bill passed by the chamber to increase income taxes. 40 of the chamber's 85 Republicans voted yesterday for the measure when it passed on a 76-48 vote. 36 of the chamber's 40 Democrats supported the bill. Speaker Ron Rickman Jr. opposed the bill, and Majority Leader Don Heineman of Dighton supported it. Police in Wichita looking for two males who entered a pharmacy through a drive-through window at a Walgreens and took about $10,000 in prescription medications. The burglary occurred in the early morning hours yesterday. Wichita Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says the Walgreens pharmacy was closed when the robbery occurred early Thursday. The thieves took drugs such as OxyContin, oxycodone, hydrocodone. They didn't take any cash. And spring-like temperatures on tap through the weekend. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hurry in for savings at Macy's President's Day sale. Save 30 to 75% store-wide and take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or pass. Plus, find incredible specials each day. Save on the brands and styles you love for you and your home. And don't miss Macy's Denim Event. Get a $10 savings card in store or get $10 off at checkout online with select denim purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A female Kansas sheriff's deputy says two Kansas City area men who kidnapped and raped her referred to each other by name during the attack. The 22-year-old deputy took the stand yesterday in the preliminary hearing for 25-year-old William Luth of Blue Springs, Missouri, and 21-year-old Brady Newman Cadell of Independence, Missouri. They are each charged with aggravated kidnapping, aggravated sodomy, and two counts of rape. A Chinese national living in Manhattan, Kansas, guilty of conspiring to steal proprietary rice seeds developed in the U.S. and giving them to visitors from China. The person was a rice breeder for Ventria Bioscience in Junction City, which develops genetically engineered rice for use in therapeutic and medical fields. Trial evidence indicated he gave hundreds of seeds to a visiting delegation from China. And the Salina Airport Authority has announced it's memorializing record-setting aviator Steve Fawcett with a 16-foot sculpture. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. A Nebraska lawmaker says giving inmates driver's licenses or other state-issued photo ID cards before they're released is the next step in making sure former prisoners reintegrate into society. Senator Matt Hansen of Lincoln told the legislative committee that recently released inmates often have trouble obtaining ID cards because they don't have access to their birth certificates or proof of address. He says they need IDs to find housing, start working, open a bank account, and apply for benefits. Nebraska residents with major or multiple felony drug convictions could qualify for federal food assistance under a bill that would repeal the state's current ban. Senator Adam Moorfield of Lincoln told the legislative committee that his proposal would help recently released prisoners get back on their feet. Nebraska prohibits people from collecting supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits depending on their criminal history. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber of Commerce will host the annual legislative forum this Saturday at the Marysville City Building. Coffee and rolls will serve at 9. State Senators Lane Bowers and Dennis Pyle and State Representative Clay Oren will give an update and take questions Saturday beginning at 9:30 at the Marysville City Building. Washington County Spelling Bee was held last Saturday. Lane Musselman, 7th grade student at Lynn Lutheran, won first place for a second straight year. Kyra Peters, a 7th grader at Lynn Lutheran, was second. And Joshua Zarbanicki, 6th grader at St. John's Hanover, was third. Sometime Monday evening, person or persons unknown damaged over a dozen rural residential mailboxes west of Beatrice, resulting in over $1,000 total damage. Authorities are asking anyone with information, please contact the Gage County Sheriff's Office. An injury hit-and-run accident was reported Tuesday evening in Beatrice at 8th and Lincoln Streets. A license plate fell off the vehicle, which fled the scene, and authorities expect to follow up. A Louisville, Kansas man, William Ikem, age 36, is being held in Pottawatomie County on $25,000 bond after he was arrested on charges of stealing several batteries in the Louisville area north of Wamego earlier this month. Tips from the public aided in the investigation and arrest. Gage County Extension will host a free grain farmer marketing workshop in Beatrice Tuesday, February 21st. All farmers from southeast Kansas and northeast Kansas are welcome. The workshop will assist grain producers in developing a marketing plan and understanding basis and carrying charges. A lunch will be provided. Advance registration is requested. Phone the Extension office at 223-1384. The meeting runs Tuesday, 9:30 until 3 at the Extension Office Meeting Room in Beatrice. Bert D. Riney, age 79, of Liberty, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Chapel, Beatrice. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Bert Riney. Donald O. Woodward, age 77, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, burial in the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends this evening, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn in charge of arrangements for Donald Woodward. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a veggie plate, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
second annual bridal fair this Sunday at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore. Area vendors on hand will help with your wedding planning. All bridal accessories 20% off, plus in-store and tuxedo specials. Featuring a trunk show for the new bridal line exclusive to Diane's for the curvy bride. Door prizes and more this Sunday, noon to 3. Bridal fair at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we are still continuing to see dry weather across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We do have an upper level ridge, which is bringing us southerly flow of winds, which is going to bring us very warm temperatures throughout the rest of this Friday all the way into the weekend. It does look like we could see a chance for some rain showers as we head into early next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, we'll see sunny skies at 73, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 36. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. As we head into the weekend for Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 66. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 43. For Sunday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see temperatures at 71. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance for some rain showers with a low near 50. And Monday, chance of rain at 67 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
A number of record highs established yesterday, with highs warming well into the 70s. Average high temperature mid-February is 45. The average low, 24. Currently 42 degrees with a light south wind. Sunset this evening at 6:02. Sunrise in the morning at 7:10. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 17th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
The kid adds to his legacy. Hi, everyone. Brian Clark reporting on sports. Sidney Crosby came into Thursday's game 1 point shy of 1,000, and it didn't take him long to get there against the Jets.
Crosby fights, gets it back, goes over to Kunitz. Hey! Switch! Kunitz gets the goal. But more importantly, Sid is singing tonight 1,000 points in his NHL career.
On WXDX, Crosby later scored the overtime game winner as the Penguins beat the Jets 4-3. To the NBA, the Celtics faced off against the Chicago Bulls in a game that went down to the wire.
Butler works on Smart. On the spin. Pull up. Winnie does. Hit the side of the red iron.
Is that a foul?
Do we have a whistle? Do we have a foul? On the right arm, yes.
On WLS, Jimmy Butler sank two free throws with less than a second left. The Bulls come away with a controversial 104-103 win. This is ABC Sports. New York Jets cornerback Darrell Revis was charged with four felonies and a misdemeanor by Pittsburgh police Thursday night, stemming from his alleged involvement in an altercation over the weekend. ESPN Jets reporter Rich Cimini explains how it went down.
A gentleman approached him on the street and said, basically, hey, are you Darrell Revis? And he said, yeah. And he started filming him on his cell phone, and I guess Darrell reached for the phone and threw it in the street. An argument ensued, and according to the attorney for Revis, Revis tried to walk away when the guy continued to incite him and provoke the scuffles.
To college basketball, number one Gonzaga looked to keep their season perfect against San Francisco.
Williams out top, passes to Williams Dawson the left side. Off the screen from Williams, Nigel's going to shoot a three and hit another one.
The call on the Gonzaga IMG Sports Network. The Bulldogs only led by 7 at the half, but outscored the Dons by 28 in the second half. They came away with a 96-61 victory, improving to 27-0. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
High school basketball action Friday. Marysville at Chapman, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com. Valley Heights tips off at Axtell. Frankfort entertains Wetmore. Hanover's in action hosting Clifton Clyde. Lynn is home to Wakefield. Centralia hosts St. Mary's. Diller Odell boys at Parkview Christian. And Southern entertains Pawnee City.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and now Marysville too. Come in and see them at their new office at 908 Broadway in downtown Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Karen Schneider, Renee Gibson, or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink, Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a group of plaintiffs recently filed suit against the Environmental Protection Agency challenging how the renewable fuel standard has recently been implemented. Attorneys for the EPA filed a court brief this week saying it followed the law. But oral arguments are scheduled for April 24th in the D.C. Court of Appeals. The 165-page brief goes through the reasons why the EPA denied a petition to change the point of obligation under the RFS and how it set the biofuel requirements for 2017-18, and a number of other issues raised by agriculture, biofuels, and petroleum groups. The EPA rejected a petition from petroleum interests to change the point of obligation under the RFS from refiners and petroleum importers to blenders. Petroleum interests say it would spread the cost of compliance throughout the industry, but the EPA said it would take a number of companies that needed to be in compliance from hundreds to thousands. The EPA has also taken the heat for missing multiple statutory deadlines and for how it went about setting biofuels volumes for the last year. The European Union getting set to talk trade with China either in April or May. European officials say the goal is to promote free trade and international cooperation in the face of what may be more protectionist Washington, D.C. A European trade official says the summit is meant to send a message to the U.S. that China has friends in Europe. The EU is hoping to get China's vocal support for international institutions like the United Nations and World Trade Organization, as President Trump has criticized the U.N. in the past, and Russia completely bypassed the U.N. in securing a ceasefire in Syria. China and the European Union hold a summit every year, and while a specific date has yet to be chosen, Beijing has requested that it take place as soon as possible. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Congressional lawmakers are again debating whether to seek food stamp savings in the next farm bill. It's no small issue, as SNAP is close to 80% of the farm bill, with production agriculture less than 20%. Budget pressures are squeezing both as lawmakers get themselves ready for another farm bill marathon. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway on last year's USDA report on SNAP.
About 40 cents of every food purchase dollar was spent on basic items like meat, fruits, vegetables, milk, eggs, and bread. Another 20 cents was spent on sweetened drinks, desserts, salty snacks, candy, and sugar. The remaining 40 cents was spent on a variety of items such as cereal, prepared foods, other dairy products, rice, beans, and other cooking ingredients. One can also reasonably infer from the report that billions in taxpayer dollars are being spent on items like sweetened beverages and prepared desserts.
Conaway says that poses the question whether or not some food items should be restricted under SNAP. But top Democrat Ag Committee member Colin Peterson says,
Minnesota, they tried this, but when they were defining candy, somehow or another, if a candy didn't contain wheat, it was banned. But if it did contain wheat, it wasn't. So a Kit Kat bar was okay under what they were doing, and an Hershey bar was not. From what I can tell, talking to my folks back home, the grocery stores have really no interest in being the food police.
Some witnesses last year argued against block granting SNAP or taking the political driver out of food stamps out of the farm bill. Last time around, Senate Democrats won a huge victory against Republicans on SNAP cuts. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. The headline in the Wall Street Journal reads, "The next farm bust is coming." More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It is a long article in the February 9th edition of the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "The Next Farm Bust is Coming." It does not paint a very rosy picture of farming America. Across the heartland, a multi-year slump in prices for corn, wheat, and other farm commodities brought on by a glut of grain worldwide is pushing many farmers further into debt. Some are shutting down, raising concerns that the next few years could bring the biggest wave of farm closures since the 1980s. But, as I search for a ray of sunshine in this article, the economists that they talk to don't expect the current slump to be as severe as the crisis that hit in the 1980s. In those days, grain prices plunged following a rally in the previous decade that spurred farmers to expand production, amassing debt as a surplus grew. Farmland values plummeted and interest rates soared, sparking a bust that forced many farmers and lenders out of business. This time, though, farmland values are expected to hold up better. Farm incomes hit record highs as recently as 2013, leaving many growers with significant cash reserves. Interest rates, while expected to go up, are still near record lows. Although debt-to-asset ratios among U.S. farmers are projected to increase in 2017 for the fifth straight year, they also remain historically low. Costs for farm supplies like fertilizer have fallen, and economists foresee increasing pressure on seed prices and land rental rates. The crunch could ease if bad weather curbs harvests, lifting demand for America's excess grain. Also, fewer rural communities rely economically on agriculture today, and that could help insulate them from the downturn. For some, of course, the slump is an opportunity. Farmers with low debts and enough scale to profit from last year's record harvests could be in a position to rent or buy up land from struggling neighbors. 65-year-old Lee Scheffler has been farming near Sterling, Kansas all his life. In the late 1970s, he joined thousands of farmers in Washington for a demonstration urging the government to address low grain prices and farm foreclosures. As some drove their tractors onto the National Mall, his group rang a bell every 5 minutes to symbolize the rate at which farms were closing. Mr. Scheffler says he has been reminded of those days often over this past year. He says the potential for a big crisis is real. He says if things stay similar to how they are now, you haven't seen anything yet. I sure hope that doesn't happen. Back after this.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like every 729 from KNDY, 42 degrees, a light south wind, highs around 70 today, and for perhaps another week, turnaround in the next Friday. But until then, a spell of early spring weather in mid-February.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Wichita native and Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez making his pro boxing debut against Patrick Gutierrez on March 25th at the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. Hernandez is a Wichita North alum who took the country by storm during the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. The Wichita native won three rounds before taking home a bronze medal. The bout on March 25th will be broadcast live on CBS Sports Network at 8 o'clock that evening. It was a bit of a homecoming for New York Knicks Ron Baker in Oklahoma City this week. The former Wichita State All-American had more than 30 family and friends in the stands Wednesday night, not to mention there were dozens of other fans in attendance to see Baker. Once the game started, Baker played 18 minutes, scored 6 points. However, the Oklahoma City Thunder prevailed over the Knicks 116-105. Mid-America Network Sports.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
Over-the-road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, sits MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069. University of Kansas Office of Public Safety planning to add more positions and new equipment to prepare for allowing concealed handguns on campus. Police Chief Chris Keary tells the Lawrence Journal-World that the office is adding three police officers to patrol busy areas.